Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnold Early. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Arnold Early. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Burnside. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Burnside. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bright for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the mound. Burnside settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arnold Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into left field. Locke picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Locke. Early moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to third. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. Johnson scores. Bright moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. Bright scores. Hinton goes all the way around to score. Locke moves to third. It's 4-0, Senators. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locke scores. It's 5-0, Senators. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier takes first base on ball 4. Schmidt moves to second. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnside bunts towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. Schmidt moves to third. Cottier moves to second. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bright reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Bright moves to third. It's 6-0, Senators. Hal Kalstead now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bright tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. Locke moves to second. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cottier hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Kalstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kalstead strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Burnside covering, for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnside hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bressoud. Runnels fumbles the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Hamlin moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hamlin scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Senators. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Yastrzemski scores. Pagliarani moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Senators. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressoud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schmidt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Senators. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cotter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Hal Kahlstedt. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Burnside fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-3 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Raitt now pitching. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnside hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.